Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey guys, in this video, I'll show you how I made $4.4 million with just one product, basically dropshipping one product with one funnel. So I'll just show you here. So these are the stats from the beginning of the of this year, so you can see here. So we spent $783,000 on ads, and we have generated $4.4 million just on Facebook advertising side. There is more on the back end from email and other sources, but that just generally the returns that we've gotten. And so I want to show the strategy and the product kind of like alignment strategy that we have used, and also the funnel strategy. So pretty much like the whole comprehensive structure for this specific funnel, so you can replicate it on your site or just improve the profitability or improve the overall flow of your own business. $4.4 million was one product funnel dropshipping, and pretty much the anatomy of this product, guys. And this is so important. I see a lot of people, they want to dropship, and they dropship products that are pretty much like very low profit margins, or products that don't have like a lot of, you know, like a lot of potential, because they don't do like sufficient amount of like research before they start selling the product, and pretty much selling the product that are not solving any particular product just because, you know, they like the products personally, or they have some kind of you know, like intuition or something for the product without doing the proper research. So the product that we sell here is it's weight loss product. It's not exactly like weight loss, but pretty much it's solving this product problem partially. We don't, you know, advertise like weight loss aggressively on Facebook. As you know, Facebook doesn't like weight loss. I mean, pretty much Facebook is aggressive to all advertisers, not just those that, you know, advertising weight loss products. Now, this product sells in cycles and seasons. And that's what I see a lot of people do. Like they would have the product would do well for a specific amount of time. And then after some time, the product would simply, you know, either like stop working or something would happen. And pretty much what would happen is, you know, they would just abandon it, right? What we've done here with this product and with other products that we sell is we just come back to them, right? So for example, each product, you know, from my observation, it just goes in cycles. So some of this, you know, sometimes it might sell well, then it doesn't sell well, and so it kind of like goes in cycles. So the same with this product, it goes in cycles, but we already learned these cycles, because every month or two, we would like, let's say, even if the product stopped working, we would reactivate it and see if it would still perform, right? And so that would happen with a lot of products. So there's a lot of money to be made just pretty much going back to product that worked for you in the past, and just reactivating them and see how they go. So we use Google Trend to identify trends. We see like where, you know, we can get the most out of this product, and just sometimes even Google Trends are not that accurate. So we would just go and like test. We would spend some, you know, like $1,000 or $2,000 on testing, and we would see if the product is still viable in a current environment. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out. Here we have $90 margin per sale, so which is pretty good, right? So we use a funnel, and we use specific structure for the funnel, so we're maximizing the kind of the conversion rate and also the average order value. Cost of the product $33, so we have very, very good margin to acquire a customer. And if you think about it, like, what is the reason to be in business? Like, if you don't have sufficient margin. So for example, you know, for example, take an iPhone, right? So iPhone, like, it costs like $100, $200 to make the iPhone, right? But they sell it for $1,000. I mean, I don't know how much this one, It's probably like $1,000 I paid for the last one, and people still buy it, right? Because they build the value, they build this anticipation, a lot of factors, and very good marketing. But then, and the product itself is awesome. But I mean, could they sell it for $500? Probably yes. Probably like, you know, a little bit like more people would buy it because they would be able to afford it. But then, you know, if you want to spend money on acquisition, if you want to spend money on marketing, if you want to hire amazing team members, if you want to like build infrastructure for your business, then your margins need to be good. And so I see a lot of people, they would take the product and let's say, you know, just a simple example, so take the, say like the, you know, glasses or, you know, whatever other product, and they would sell the product, and with the product, like they would have like 50% margin, right? So they buy the product for $10, sell for $20. And you can probably make that work, but it has to be like tremendous volume. If you don't have the infrastructure to handle like tremendous amount of volume and do well on those like tiny margins, then you need to focus on products that have higher margins. You sell less of them, but you still make more profit. So that's very important. Like, that's kind of like the initial foundation. If you don't get it right, then it's, you know, whatever Facebook ad strategy you use, whatever overall like strategy, like, you know, this team or this Shopify team or this app or that app, it will have an impact, but will not have like sufficient impact to help you scale this very profitably. So initial kind of like foundation, having sufficient margins on the product, you know, selling the product that has, you know, demand over a long period of time, so you can, you don't just like make, I don't know, let's say $50,000 or $100,000 and just simply, you know, quit selling the product, but you sell the existing the same product for a long period of time. You can reactivate it like next year, for example, and continue selling it. So we use Google Trends to identify trends, but this is not 100% accurate. So even if trend is like, let's say with weight loss, now it's not the best kind of like trend for it. Like it's not like on the highest peak like of the trend, but because there are so many people in this market, because of that, we are still able to advertise very, very aggressively. So we have other products on the website. These are like related products and upsells. So there are about five or six different products that we also sell in the same niche. So pretty much kind of like maximizing the average order value and maximizing like how much we are generating in profit from each customer. So email marketing, very important. We have welcome email series and card abonnements. These are set up with Klaviyo. We have 3 to 7 broadcasts a week. 12% of the revenue comes from email, which is not ideal, but we're working on that. We could scale harder, like, but we are optimizing for profit here. So this product here has approximately 43% profit margin, so which is pretty good. And so that's how we want to keep it. We could scale it probably, like we could double or triple the volume with this particular product, but the margins would sacrifice, would add a lot of complexity. We'd need to hire more, you know, team members. So it's not the way we wanna expand this. Fulfillment from an agent in China, just selling from China and having custom packaging. So all of the like resources. Some people complain about shipping times. But it's very small percentage of people, and we basically arrange and communicate with those people to arrange disputes and PayPal and other things like as quickly as possible, make sure there's no issues with that. With ad strategy, we started with 10 creatives, and initially we validated the product. We knew for sure the product works. So one of them, pretty much like, so initially you make sure the product actually sells, right? That's very important. The product itself is like a foundation, right? Then the creatives, right? So we tested 10 different creatives. I see a lot of people, they only sell like one, two creatives, and this is simply not enough in my experience. We tested 10, one of them worked. We made $200,000 with it initially. Then we tested, since then, you know, over 100 different angles and video creatives. And 5 of them went to pretty much like make majority of the sales. $4.6 million in sales. With this product, we have the best months are October and January. And pretty much for those, like when we have like, when we need to scale like more aggressively, we have cash, we have all assets prepared, like we have the creative, we have a lot of different things prepared. We have backup business managers. So this business manager ad account was able to survive a lot. But then we have other like resources in case we need to do something differently. So this product sells throughout the year, but winter generally is better. So now is good. It still does very well. Just one product, good, very good profit margins. But generally, winter is the best season where we get the most out of it. Scaling ad strategy. So starting like with $200 ad sets, right? We start pretty high. Interest targeting, wide interest. We kill losers fast after 1x KPI. So for example, if we can spend $90 or $80, $90 to get a sale, then that's what we allow for testing. After that, after we know the KPI for the add to cart, for example, so let's say we evaluate the data and we know that the average like add to cart for this product should be like $25, then we might give it like $30, $35. If ad set doesn't get like an add to cart, we kill it. So this way we are cutting the ad sets that are not hitting the right segments of the audience very fast and pretty much kind of like optimizing for the maximum profitability. After 500 events, lookalikes for purchases. So these are like very, like a lot of different variations, 3, 5, 7, 14, 30 days, and we test 1 to 10% in one ad set, right? So these are the ones that have been working the best for us recently. CBOs with three ad sets, some of them with four budgets, 500 to 3,000, and we kill it if it doesn't perform right away. We have like strict KPIs for the performance. So for example, if you know, let's say we spent like you know, $200 on CBO, like if it's not profitable or if it's not promising, we just kill it. And so that's basically how we structure the advertising strategy. We do the ABOs still, so percentage of the spend still goes to ABOs, but majority goes for CBOs with this account. You can definitely scale to CBOs with like probably like $2,000-$3,000 a day just with ABOs. So for example, having, let's say $150, $200 per ad set with your winning audiences, and let's say, you know, 20 of those like ad sets, you're easily able to spend like $2,000 per day on ads. So this is it, guys. This is $4.4 million with one product funnel, basically dropshipping product, and very decent profit margin. So this is how we've done it, and this is how you can replicate it on your side as well. Make sure the foundation is strong. Make sure you focus on the proper kind of like the product is the foundation, then the funnel of it, right? And then the advertising strategy goes on top of it. So that's very important to keep in mind. Apply these insights to your business, guys. Keep your foundation strong. That's the most important part. And focus on products on higher profit margins, because that will predicate how much you can spend on advertising while still being profitable. So thank you very much, guys. I'll see you in the next video. And make sure to comment below. Like, let me know what questions you have or what I can help you with, and we'll help you out. If you are looking for help scaling your business profitably, then just there should be a link below this video. Apply for a free strategy call. We'll see how we can help you to scale your business. This is only for people who already do well with e-commerce, not for people who are just starting out. If you already do like $1,000, $10,000, $50,000 a day on ads or in sales, then please apply. It will help you to scale up profitably and build a great infrastructure for scaling. So this is it, guys. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next video.